At 11 a.m. at St. Joseph, skies were cloudy. The temperature was 68, the dew point 65, and the relative humidity 90%. The wind was northeast at 8 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.07 inches and rising. At surrounding locations, it was 69 at Chillicothe. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 70 at Kansas City, 64 at Lamoni, and 65 at Falls City, Nebraska. West and north of St. Joseph, at Omaha, it was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 70. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 70 at Topeka, 67 at Nebraska City, and 65 at Des Moines. To the east of town, skies ranged from partly sunny to cloudy. It was 68 at Kirksville, and 81 at St. Louis. Once again, at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph, skies were cloudy, with a temperature of 68. Flood warning in effect until 1 p.m. this afternoon, replaces flash flood warning. Flooding caused by excessive rainfall is ongoing. The areas affected include portions of Kansas, including the following counties: Johnson, Leavenworth, and Wyandotte in west central Missouri, including the following counties: Clay, Jackson, and Platte. The hazardous weather conditions are expected until 1 p.m. Impacts: flooding of rivers, creeks, streams, and other low-lying and flood-prone locations is imminent or occurring. Numerous roads remain closed due to flooding. It will take several hours for all the water from these storms to work through local drainage systems in urban areas. Additional details: at 8:21 a.m., numerous credible reports of heavy, excessive rainfall. Flooding is ongoing or expected to begin shortly. Between 4 and 9 inches of rain have fallen. Flooding impacts will continue, but no additional rainfall is expected. Some locations that may experience flooding include Kansas City, Overland Park, Olathe, Shawnee, Lenexa, Leawood, Liberty, Gladstone, Grandview, Prairie Village, Gardner, Lansing, Merriam, Mission, Bonner Springs, DeSoto, Parkville, Spring Hill, Basser, and Edwardsville. http://www.weather.gov/safety/. Flood turnaround: don't drown when encountering flooded roads. Most flood deaths occur in vehicles. Repeating, an aerial flood warning has been issued until 1 p.m. for the following county: Clay, Missouri. This is National Weather Service NOAA Weather Radio, KZZ 85 in Cameron. The current time is 12:12 p.m. Central Daylight Time. Now for the official National Weather Service forecast for Cameron and the surrounding area. This afternoon, mostly cloudy. Not as warm, with highs in the mid-70s. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Lows in the mid-60s. East winds around 5 miles an hour. Friday, partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Warmer with highs in the mid-80s. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 40%. Friday night, partly cloudy until midnight, then mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Lows in the lower 70s. South winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance of rain 40%. Saturday, mostly sunny. Highs in the lower 90s. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Heat index values up to 102 in the afternoon. Saturday night, partly cloudy until midnight, then mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Lows in the lower 70s. Chance of rain 30%. Sunday, mostly sunny. Highs in the lower 90s. Heat index values up to 100. Sunday night, mostly clear until midnight, then partly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Lows in the lower 70s. Chance of rain 30%. Monday through Wednesday, mostly clear. Hot. Highs in the mid-90s. Lows in the mid-70s. Heat index values up to 105.